Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast, the number one podcast on referral marketing anywhere on iTunes, Spotify, in fact, the internet. Let's get ourselves into referrals. It's a word that people use that I don't think really we quite understand. See, a referral does not need to be somebody coming to you and saying, I have a referral for you. A referral doesn't have to be where somebody comes and hands somebody over to you directly. Really, to me, referrals are just simply people within your circle, within your networks, being able to promote you, share you, and provide opportunities for you to get new business. So if that's the case, then we've got to put some things in place to make that easy for that to be able to happen. And that's the mistake that most people make. They simply go, okay, I understand referrals. I'll go and I will meet a whole bunch of people and hopefully they'll remember me and they'll send me someone's details of their clients who needs what it is that I do. That is the traditional sense of when we look at what referrals are. But it's so limited and so narrow. And hence, people get very few referrals month in, month out, because that's all they're waiting on. Well, there's so much more that I believe we can do and we should be doing. And that's what I'm going to explore with you in the next few minutes. Bottom line, the difference between traditional marketing and referral marketing is in traditional marketing, you're paying to get exposure and to be able to fill your leads bucket. So whether that be through SEO, whether that be through social media advertising, whether that be through direct mail, radio, TV, going to particular events, sponsorships, that's all traditional marketing. You've got to pay to be able to get exposure and hopefully fill your leads bucket. So when I talk about referral marketing, I talk more so around just not having to pay, having people on your social platforms promote you, having people within your network share you, having people you know listen out for you, having conversations on a regular basis so that you have partners promoting you. There are so many ways that you can get exposure and fill your leads bucket when you've got the right foundation set up and you follow some simple plans. Now, is one better than the other? No, I think you maybe have a mixture of it all. But for most people, they don't get referrals simply because they don't have enough of the right things in place. Let's talk about that. So over the past week, we've had the following take place. We've had a particular lead magnet shared by 16 people. It's brought in a couple hundred leads. Are they referrals? Well, in my world, no, they're not direct referrals with someone saying, I need help with this, and someone else saying, oh, I've got somebody, go and speak to them. But they're the next best thing. They're people who already know, like, and trust you, promoting you to people within their network that need help and the solution that you offer. So it becomes the next best thing. So we've had that take place. We've had people connect us on social media through direct messages where they've gone, oh, please meet Michael. Michael, please meet so-and-so. We've just had a conversation. They're looking at being able to grow their business and get more referrals. I thought I would connect you guys. That's more of a direct referral. Somebody has mentioned they've got a pain point. Somebody else within our network has identified that we could help them, and now they've brought us together for us to be able to continue on that conversation. Throughout our social platforms, we've had people tag other people in who have then reached out, who have then started conversations with us. See, just in those three examples, there's a whole array of different things that all serve the same purpose: filling your leads bucket and growing your business. But those things can't happen unless you've got the right things in place? Do you have a way for people to be able to promote you? Do you have a way of getting more exposure? Do you have a way of being seen day in, day out? Do you have a way of staying front of mind and being remembered by the people in your network? That doesn't take a great deal of time, effort, energy if it's systemized. There's a lot of automation that can be taking place. But it's having the strategy that determines the overall success. If going to networking events and handing out business cards, hoping to meet the right person, if sitting back, catching up with somebody once a month, hoping that they remember you, is the current strategy, that will never bear the same amount of fruit as having an active plan. But more importantly, working the active plan. Putting the moving puzzle pieces together so they move without you. That's what we want to build with our $1 million referral system. We want to be able to go and do other things while the system just works. And it's exactly what takes place. But for today, I want you to think, ask yourself, are you getting enough leads into your leads bucket? That's a yes or a no. If you're not, then you need to identify why not. What foundations don't you have? What activities aren't you doing? If the answer is yes, then your next question is, am I doing a good job of nurturing, being seen, converting those people? We talk all the time about the three segments of marketing. The top of funnel, building your audience, putting people into your leads bucket. The middle of funnel, nurturing, educating, showing those people you can actually help them. And the bottom of funnel, getting those people to raise their hand saying, I'm ready for a solution, so that you can see whether there's a fit or not. When you look at your three segments of marketing, what's missing, what's broken, what needs to change? Getting referrals is not a hope and luck, throw mud at the wall, hope it sticks. Game. Like with probably everything else you have in your business and possibly your life, there are strategies, there are plans. And when you're around the right strategies and plans, it becomes much easier to be able to build a system that fills your leads bucket through your referral partners, through your networks, through your partnerships, rather than having to pay for traditional marketing. Hopefully that gives you some insights, a bit of food for thought, gives you a chance to have a bit of a look and go, where am I at in building my system? And it doesn't matter where you're at, it's where you're going to be in the next 30 days. If that's the first time you're listening to us, hey, jump over to michaelgriffiths.com.au/bundle, B-U-N-D-L-E. It's in the link below too. We've got these great four resources that we've put together to help you be able to generate more referrals much faster. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or on Podbean, and come over and join us on YouTube. Just search for Referral Marketing Guru and you will find us. Otherwise, till next time, I'll speak to you real soon.